If I was going to title the sermon, it was speaking life to your future, you know. I've not got it mastered yet, but you won't hear me hardly ever say anything, you know, about my life, about my body, about my finances, about my marriage, about my relationship, about anything contrary to that word. And it's not that I'm in denial or anything like that. I don't deny problems are there. You know, that's dumb to say, well, I'm just a person of faith and I don't have no problems. That's denial. But true faith denies the right for it to bear fruit. That's what true faith does. It don't say that it's not there. It really, you know, you got to realize that it's there, but you got to make sure that your words are not stout against the Lord. I mean, I'm doing this sermon and you know, putting it together, and all of a sudden, the Lord reminded me, and I knew what scripture was. I didn't know where it was at, but reminded me where he told them, and it's in Malachi 3 over there, where he told them, he said, your words have been stout against me. He told the children, your words have been stout against me. You know, at that time they were saying, what's the use in serving God? Ain't nothing happening. You know, maybe I've been trying to serve God, but I don't see nothing happening. I don't know what they were saying, but I'm bringing it down to us. I've been going to church, but out of your mouth, ain't nothing. That's stout against the Lord. That's words that are stout against him. Because he said victory's ours, right? And I mean, you know, for us to say, well, you know, I just don't hear the Lord. And let that come out of our, that's words that are stout against the Lord. Why? Because the Bible says that his sheep hear his voice and another they will not follow. See, now we got to believe that rather than, maybe we are not picking up the Lord yet. But you got to watch what you say. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You see, we can limit God. We can stop God. We can stop things from happening in our lives. Everything is not just up to God. You know, people have told me over the years, well, God is just in control. God's in control. Whatever happens, God... No, God's not in control of everything. God's not in control of everybody. I mean, you know, that's why the jails are full. That's why people die early, get car wrecks and all that. Those are not acts of God. And for the people to say that kind of thing makes God look like a bad God. Like he took them early, you know, but speaking life to our future is, I mean, and I want to back it up with the words, you know, because people calls it the word of faith movement, blah, 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 you know, and it's not. The Bible says in Genesis over there that we are created in the image and likeness of God. Like him. Well, leading up to it saying that, and he said, go and multiply and take dominion and replenish the earth. God did. Talking to Adam, talking to mankind. But leading up to when he said that, the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth, and then God said, and five times before he created us in his image and likeness, he said, God said, let there be light. God said, God said, God said. Then he says in Genesis, I believe it's 1:6, he says, and let us make God in our image and in our likeness. In other words, what was he saying? They're going to have to do like I do. They're going to think like I think. They're going to say like I say. See, nothing happened until the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the earth, and then God spoke, and the Holy Spirit did. Now, we've been covering the Holy Spirit. He is a person. He is part of the Godhead. He's the one that came back to us that was in Jesus. And then the Bible says that the same Spirit in Romans 8 that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Okay, so now that nothing happened until the Lord sent the Holy Spirit over the dark, over the face of the earth. Then God voiced what his will was. And then the Holy Spirit began to demonstrate God's words that he was speaking. Now, I said all that to say we now are speaking spirits. We are now created after we get born again, even before we get born again. We can curse ourselves. I'm never going to have a good life. I'm never gonna have Teresa to myself. This is before I got saved. I'm always gonna be in a battle with other men. I'm always gonna be in a battle with who I think she would love because they got trucks and cars, whatever the case may be. And so I would speak those things and I would think those things and I would meditate on those things, and those things drove me to nearly destruction. See how the power of that, the words, the thinking, and then when we get born again, you know, we got to renew our mind to God's word. I will not die with sickness and disease. Well, that's a bold statement. No, that's what the Bible says. No weapons formed against me will prosper. By Jesus' stripes ye were healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. See what I'm saying? Now I can say, well, you know, you're going to get older. I mean, if you go in Jack's or you go in somewhere, and a lot of the heathen, they ain't served God, and they're all crippled and all bent over and just scissor, just making it out at 56, you know. Maybe they can get to their car. And if you ain't careful, that will be your evidence that you believe about yourself because you see it. I've had people to tell me, just walk by me and just say, watch me, this is your future. And I'll be like, what did he say that for? And then they jump right up and say, no, that's not my future, baby. You don't look good like me, and you done defeated in your mind, and you know, and your body's showing me you done defeated. The Bible says only with our eyes will we receive the reward of the wicked. Now, why I'm saying all of these things tonight is we're in this world, but we are not of this world. Our body has been bought with a price. We are to steward over this body. That means we're supposed to keep sickness and disease out. Think it. Believe it. Eat it. Say it. Resist it. Poverty. Well, my kids won't never have nothing because we're poor. We're poor. Where does your Bible say that at? It's coming out of your mouth and it's stout against the Lord. Where does your Bible say you can't afford nothing? Where does it say it? We just can't afford nothing. Where does it say it? It don't say it in my King James Bible. Now, maybe some of the dumb translations that didn't get it right translated it over, so we'll believe stupid. See, our kids don't need to speak low on themselves. When they are and they're feeling like they're no good or whatever, and they're going to face these demonic spirits in the world, we need to back them up with words of nurture, words in line with the Word of God, so that they don't think lowly of themselves, so that they don't feel they need to be in the right crowd to be accepted. Jesus said that we have been accepted in the brother, in the beloved. We've been accepted. I've been accepted. I don't have to be in the clique. I don't have to be affirmed all the time, you know. And that comes by our words and what we get in our heart and, you know, concerning the Word of God, then our words won't be stout against the Lord. They'll be a stout against the enemy. We've been born again. How many knows words out of our mouth affect our life? And they can affect, I mean, just like, you know, you can go, I've tested it, Mac, people working for me, because I'm like, I'm going to see if the power of these words that I have in my mouth really contain something. I'm going to see if they do. And so one of my guys come in one time, and I looked at him, and he looked fine. I mean, he looked fine. He looked like he felt good, and we got in the truck, you know, and I said, hey, man, I said, you don't look so well. Like that, and he said, what? I said, I don't know, man. It's just in your eyes. I mean, you just don't look so well. You feeling all right, man? And then he started feeling. He said, well, I don't think I really feel good. You know, before you know it, he didn't feel good, Johnny. And I thought, my words affected him. My words affected how he felt. He believed what I said. Now, he let it in. But he started believing and started thinking what I was saying. And then he started thinking how he had been feeling. And I left and I thought, man, they really work. They work on me. They work in my business. My words have weight. Lost or saved, people's words carry something. They carry a bunch of fear, a bunch of unbelief, a bunch of anxiety. A bunch of nonsense. They carry people and they voice it. The Bible says in Matthew, I believe it's 12. I may not turn to some of those scriptures. I can quote them to you. I mean, you know, but it says over either make the tree good or make it evil. And then he goes on and he says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And he says, by your words, you will be justified, and by your word, every idle word that people will give an account of, an empty word, useless words. Yeah. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. But I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, this is Jesus. Every empty word. Word idle means empty, useless. Useless words. We're created in the image and likeness of God. And God didn't waste his words. Jesus didn't waste his words. And we should not waste our words. And we surely should never let our words work against us. God, this don't look good for my kids. Go around telling everybody what it looks like. It just don't look good for my grandkids. It just don't look good, you know. Those are weighty words. Those are empty, idle words. Those are useless words. Those are words that work against the Holy Spirit. And we've been being taught about the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. We're sealed by him. Down payment. By him until the day of redemption, the Bible says. So he said, for by your words you're going to be justified. You're going to be right when you say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, devil. Hallelujah. I'm not going under, I'm going over. April told me, you know, she got her job. I've been believing with her, standing with her, and thanking God. And I didn't say, well, you know, she don't qualify for many jobs, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't qualify for a lot of stuff, but I'm in there, baby. I'm in that book, and I'm in favor. I mean, knows favor gets you places you won't get without it. And, you know, our words can be styled and stop the favor of God. And then we settle for just what kind of life we maybe will turn out good. I'm not going to live that kind of life. This Bible right here is full of God's promises. This says his promises are in my marriage, yes and amen. In my body, yes and amen. In my finances, yes and amen. in my emotions. Yes and amen. Be strong in the Lord. He said, let the weak say that I'm strong. When you feel weak, don't go around saying, I'm weak. I just don't know what's going on with my legs today. I mean, I'm 56. Speak to them legs. Speak to them, shut up. Shut up, legs. The Bible says you're strong, so go ahead and get with it. I know this ain't taught everywhere, but y'all don't listen to people. Some of you don't listen to people I listen to. Kenny Copeland, you know, Creflo Dollar, you know, Ron Carpenter, these far out seemingly guys. No, get your Bible and don't put your trust in none of them preachers, but get your Bible out and say, God, they are a gift to me. They're not my redeemer. They're not my son, but I'm going to go along with them in this Bible. And God, if you want to speak through them, I'm going to grab hold of that biscuit, so to speak, that bread, and I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to chew on it, and I'm going to live it. See, I don't have to like the mailman. I like my mailman. I mean, I went and fixed his door for free and wouldn't charge him, you know. Told him, I appreciate you bringing my mail on wintry days and rainy days. And I told him, I said, but I wish you'd bring me a few more checks. I don't necessarily have to like the message my mailman gets. But that package is important because he brings my light bill. Now I know I need to pay it. If I don't, I will be reminded. Come in. What happened? The lights are off. You didn't pay your light bill. Well, see, sometimes the Lord brings the word to us when we are not yielding the right way, and we sometimes, if we're not careful, we will reject the package. We will reject what the Holy Spirit is saying. Well, good Lord, I got enough pressure on me. He's trying to take it off of you. I am really beginning to like trouble because every one of y'all has it. So, every one of us has trouble. So, I got to say, well, I like trouble. Because trouble takes me higher. Monty, this trial's been hard. I said, it's good for you. No, I said, it's good for you. It's good for you. It's good for you. And then he said, well, last night was pretty hard, you know. I said, good, you're here at church. That shows it didn't work. Right? Now, if he didn't show up, I'm like, good Lord, God, I got to go lasso him by the leg and drag him back over here again. Good Lord, Jesus, I'm not going to give up on him. Why? Because I like trouble. Where did you get that scripture at? I like James chapter 1, where it says, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptations. Knowing this, I know something's, I mean, I'm going to be stronger if I keep y'all strong. Why? Because I'm learning how to run this ship in trouble. Used to, I'm trying to get all the trouble gone so I can run the ship. Now I'm looking at it different. Look, God, let the storms come. Let them come. Go ahead, Satan, attack them. I told them down there the other day, I said, you know, Satan attacked my church one time, and I got fed up with it. And I went and I told Satan, you should not have attacked this church. You should have went somewhere where they ain't got no faith, black God. Now you're going to pay, Jack. What's happening? I'm not going to let my words give him any tickling of his ears. I'm not going to let him believe that he can come to my house and win anytime, or come to your church and win anytime. And you ought to be standing for your church instead of saying, what's wrong with our church? People just won't stay. People, stop saying that. Your words are against me and Johnny. Lest God be calling them in and you're BBing them out. Come on, somebody. Y'all got to get in agreement with the word. I mean, half the church over, you understand up there? Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They're coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Is somebody back there, oh, I don't know what he's saying that for. They're leaving like flies. You're supposed to get in agreement back there where our words are not against what the Lord's saying. Because the Lord, we can call them in. We got to call in the harvest. Our faith does it. I mean, God didn't just speak and boom, we showed up. He sent Jesus, didn't he? The Bible, they prophesied that Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. It was the will of God. Nothing could stop the will of God. So when got down there and they said, God forbid, Jesus, you leave. He said, get behind me, Satan. He said, you savored not the things of God, but the things that be of men. I got to go. See, he wouldn't even let the words, Jesus, persuade him not to go through the hardship. Don't fight hardship. Serve God. That's a word for the Lord for you. Don't fight hardship. Serve the Lord. Don't focus on hardship. Serve the Lord. Don't settle with the doctor says you ain't going to ever recover. Just, bless God, sat down like an old mule, and I mean say, nope, I'm going to stand on the word. Glory to God. I don't care what my body says or what the statistics say. But God, as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord, and this body is going to be strong. Hallelujah. Don't let your words change whenever that, I mean, James did it. He said, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask God. He said, let that man ask in faith, not wavering. He said, give me that. Just give it to us. I can quote it when I'm not preaching. James 3, is it? Yeah, that's might be it. Yeah, if any man, any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth all men liberally. There should be no confession out of your mouth that you're stupid, dumb, ignorant. That lady today up there, I had a splinter through, and I had to have it cut out today. I should still be at home, don't you think? I'm good. Strong in the Lord. That strength of the Lord will make you not a wimp. It'll make you endure some pain, hardship, and come out smelling like a rose, man. Looking like one, too. Well, I know, Scott, he just went through some rough stuff. He's blooming. I heard one guy tell me, man, he said, man, how do you do all of this? How do you get all this stuff, man? It's just like every time I turn around, things are good are happening to you. I said, it's Jesus, and I won't change. I said, I call my blessing in. What does that mean? I said, go to church. I'm not going to sit here and train you, and you sit in your living room. Don't do what I do, and it ain't going to come to you there. See, we done put our hand to the plow. And we ain't turning back. No man putting his hand to the plow turn back's worthy. We got our hand to the plow, and Jesus is pulling it. All we got to do is walk. Yeah. Side dress that okra, and he'll make it grow. The word in us. See, Teresa's been on the word. This girl is hungry to get to the stony ground. I mean, I hear it. I'm going to get to it next week. That stony ground. I mean, she's on seed right now, but she's teaching us something. She's teaching us the different grounds, the heart that we have. And then she's going to get on a good ground. I mean, I'm looking forward to the stony ground, man. I mean, she's in this thing. She's spending time in this thing. She's spending time with the Lord. She's out there on the porch. Then she comes in and tells me what she's getting. She sits out there in the presence of the Lord pondering this stuff. Ain't that what John, over there in Joshua 1 says? He said, meditate on it day and night. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good. If you meditate on the word all the time and say it all the time, you ain't got time to sit around and feel. Feelings and emotions will be under you, and you'll be going through everything, and your hair all messed up. You ain't felt like combing it in 2 or 3 days, and you've been through trials, and then you'll be walking, and they'll be like, you're still standing. You'll be like, yeah, I might not look like it, baby, but Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. I might be going through the fire. I might be going through the flood. Men might be riding over my heads, but God brings us out into a wealthy place according to Deuteronomy. And then people look at you and they say, gosh, they're that weird people. I mean, look at their hair. I mean, look what they're going through. And they're still saying things is going to turn out good. We know Romans 8:28. We might feel like we've been plucked and halfway boiled and halfway baked, but God, but we still hanging on and got it coming out of our mouth. This is going to work out to my good. The Bible says all things. We know, not that we think, not that we hope God shows up, but we know that all things work together for the good to those that love God and those that are called Him. That's us. I told you the pandemic come, and that sucker was an enemy. I don't care where it come from. I don't wrestle against the Chinese. I don't wrestle against the government. I don't care where it come from or how or when. I know that anything that kills, steals, and destroys, according to your Bible, in John 10:10, is a thief. Satan's involved. Sickness and disease, lack, poverty, no confidence. All of these are aspects of the devil. That's why, you know, our kids need to be brought like you're doing under the gospel, and then they need it taught to them at home. You don't mean you sit down and you figure out how to get in their head. No, that's not the how you do it. You just serve God at home and pray over the food and fast and you know, confidence in the Lord. Put the scriptures on the refrigerator. Don't talk no unbelief in front of them. Don't say we don't know how things are going to work out. I just feel awful. Don't let all of those feelings and emotions get your witness for your kids. I went through open heart surgery, and the Bible says, let a man's mouth praise you and not yourself. That's what it says. I'm running the church on the commode in the hospital. Fresh out of surgery, dragging the thing with me, the glucose or whatever it is. Drag her on in there, man. Give me that phone, baby. I got to call Brad and see what's going on. I gotta make sure they get me on Facebook. I'm in service on Facebook, Mac. I'm nearly down there dead. I don't even know it. Why? Because I'm alive on the inside. I can't wait to get back to church, but anyhow, Travis, I've heard him telling somebody, I don't remember what it was, he said, man, my dad, he's the strongest man I ever seen. It ain't because I'm physically strong. See, that's not what he sees, Mac. You know, I mean, I'm going to trust the Lord, and that makes you strong. I mean, I'm going to trust the Lord, and I'm going to rely on the Lord to strengthen me and help me go back to church. And when something comes against me, man, I'm going to church. Church is so vital to me. I don't know how you feel, but I'm going to go to church. And I don't let, I mean, just like I thought today, I gotta go watch the weather, man. Maybe this is my opportunity. I won't have to go tonight. You know, the rain and stuff coming. James Spann said it's gonna be hell, and you know, and all that. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking, man, maybe I need to watch the weather where I can say, due to the rough weather that is coming our way, going to come across Bluntville, we will not be having service tonight. Then I would have been free from all of that pressure. You know what I did? I laid down there and I said, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I said, I speak to them storms right now in the name of Jesus. You won't cancel our Wednesday night service. You lose your power before you get to my place over here. You ain't taking none of my trees, and you ain't going to take down none of my buildings and none of that. Well, ain't you afraid of the weather? Did you not hear what I'm saying? Come on. I mean, don't let me preach this and go out there again. Lord, everything's just bad around here. I mean, it's the neighbors, and what happened? You didn't hear nothing. You didn't catch it. Put on your spiritual gloves, and when I throw that ball, jump out in the aisle and get it. Participate with what? You know, the Hebrews says it. He said, the gospel preached, not mixed with faith, profits them nothing. Don't go around thinking you're a nobody. Don't go around thinking things are going to get bad. Let the economy get bad. Let it get bad. We're in this world, but we're not of it. Did Paul say, but my God will supply all of my needs according to, then don't sweat it. And don't let it come out of your mouth. I don't know what we're going to do. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know. If God don't come through, you are stout against the Lord. To say, if God don't come through, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that birthed Jesus. Come on now. Don't ever let that get in your mind, if God don't come through. What do you mean if God don't come through? He don't never fail. He never comes short. He's never too early. He's never too late. He is a on-time God. He is a on-time deliverer. He is an on-time, if people will let him, God. Well, I don't know why it ain't working for me. You ain't letting him. Don't get that thinking in there, God. Well, God's holding back because I'm not perfect. Where did you get that out of Scripture? You got to watch those thoughts of doctrines of demons to get you not to believe God because you're not perfect. There's none of us perfect. None. I don't care if we ain't, I don't care if we don't do, never, hardly ever do anything wrong. We're not perfect. That is why our reliance has to be on him. Our mind has to be new to the word. Our words has to not work against him, so that this big supernatural God that me and you serve can show up and deliver us just like he did the children of Israel. He kept them through the wilderness. See, if you don't try to fight the devil, just resist him. Well, the devil's over at my eye every time. Mama, she's yielding to the devil. Well, why don't you go in there to your bedroom, young man, young woman, and say, thank you, Lord, that Jesus is my mama's Lord. I just lift my mama up to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's going through. She's got me, Lord. She ought to get in the flesh. I have attitudes. I don't like scrambled eggs. Oatmeal, and I get tired of that stale bread, and then I have to fix my own. Don't see, your words are styled against the Lord. I mean, instead of saying what you're experiencing that you don't like, young lady and young man, go in there down. If you say that Jesus is your Lord, well, he's just as big in your life then as he is anybody that lets him move for them. You're never. I mean, the Bible says that his ear is open to the cry of the righteous. Well, if you're born again, then you're right with God. You are the righteousness of God. You've been made righteous. Well, I mean, I talked bad about mom and them the other day. Well, just repent. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been talking down on the teachers that I don't like in school. God, I'm sorry, Lord. I've been talking down on those that brings our lunch, Lord. They're snobby in there, God. Thank you. Coach Mack Hand, y'all don't know him, but he was a coach at Cleveland. You do? And he come in there in Park's house, and I'm standing there beside him the other day, and I said, how you doing there, Mr. Mack Hand? Looked over at me, so I'm doing good, son. You doing all right? I said, yeah, thanks to you. Like that, and he said, what do you mean, thanks to me? I said, everybody dreaded that paddle from you. I said, you smoked me a couple of times, and it caused me to realize I don't want to go back to Coach Mack Hand and get smacking again. He looked at me and he said, well, did it do any good? I said, I'm a man today. I said, yes, it did me good. I said, it made a man out of me. Caused me to grow up just a little bit, man. You want to act stupid? Mack Hand's still here. I mean, that dude, paddle boy, you stung for 35 minutes. I mean, it'd make your honey get numb for an inch deep, and it burned the rest of the way. I mean, he made you bend over. Bend over, touch your toes, boy. What? Just paddle me, man. You ain't my mama. He bends you over. Pow! Ooh! Ooh, mama ain't never hurt like that. I told him, I said, I really think that's what's wrong with the kids today. I said, they used to get a ruler. Put your hand out, boy. What do you mean a hand out? Give me your hand. Grab my hand with a ruler. Smack, smack, smack. Ah! Woo! You do that today, you'll end up in prison. The way this weak generation is, and no discipline and no holding accountable in the schools. We went to the school with Travis and Teresa did, and she told them, she said, listen, my son's probably the ring leader. She said, and I'm telling you right now, if he needs a paddling, you paddle him. And then I'm going to paddle him when he gets home after you paddle him. God, y'all are quiet. They need to let me in the schools to preach to these teachers and preach to this principal. These kids don't run these schools, but God, they don't. Y'all are the ones anointed by the Lord to bring these kids and jerk them down here and bring them down to reality in this school. You are here, young man, to learn. You are not here for us to babysit you. Aiden is. That's why they don't let him in there right now. But I keep telling him, you're going to school next year. It's going to help you. No, he told me, he said, no, I'm going to stay with mommy. I said, no, you are not going to stay with mommy. He's a little mama baby. Nothing wrong with that. He's a mama baby. No, you're not going to stay with mommy. I told him when he said, yes, Papa, I'm going to stay with mommy. I said, no, you got to have school, boy. You're going to have to learn not to talk in class. Surely y'all ain't talking in class. Passing them letters under your seats and stuff. Just don't do it. Wait till break. See, why I'm saying all this, it's not to get on to you. See, the Lord's with you. He's in you. He's for you. And he's with you in school. And the more that you do things his way, the more favor will come on you in the schools, the more anointing, the wisdom, the straight A's, all of the favor with the teachers and the principal. These favors, it's not about the school. It's about your heart towards God. Serving God. Serve him in the math class. Serve him in the... you would have to have him in the math class if I was in there. Good Lord. I mean, you can't even do a division. You got to do two pages to get to the same thing. You can do just four numbers. But you know what? Go ahead and take the hard course and learn it. Believe God to show you and to help you. I got to get off these kids. We got to get back over here on us. We got to make sure our words ain't stout against the Lord. Mark 11 over there, 22. I guess you can give me that, Beth. I think that's where I want to go. Okay, up to this, you can go back before this, before he teaching. Jesus is teaching them something right here. This is not just a saying. Before this, Jesus looked, he was hungry, the Bible says. And Jesus looked across and he seen a fig tree. This is just a few verses before he starts teaching this. He seen the fig tree afar off. And it says that he went over there to see if it had any fruit. He said, but the time of fruit was not yet. Sandy, that tells me that he knew there wasn't no fruit on that fig tree. Jesus knew it wasn't the season for figs. But he went over there, and the disciples are with him. He goes over there to that fig tree, and he speaks to that fig tree. Somebody say he speaks to it. He didn't think dry up. He said out of his mouth, Jesus said out of his mouth, he said, from henceforward, you will not bear fruit anymore. From this time forward. Jesus cursed that fruit tree because it didn't have no fruit. And so the next day, nothing happened to that fruit tree. But if they say somewhere around 24 hours later, they're walking with Jesus and they noticed the fig tree. And that sucker was dried up. The Bible says it was dried up from the roots. See, Jesus' words held power. Your words hold power. Why? Because the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. It says greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So now, when you are after the Lord, seeking the Lord, praying, young or old, and your words, they come out with things out of your mouth, and you curse something that's not bringing fruit to you, it'll dry up. But don't go water it the next day. I spoke to that, and I'm telling you, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Wrong words. Jesus, when they said, Lord, the fruit tree, the fig tree that you cursed, it's dried up. And then he says this. He said, Jesus answering to them, this is right after that happened. He said, Jesus answering said to them, have faith in God. He said, for verily I say to you, for whosoever shall say to that sickness, say to that defeat, say to that oppression, say whatever that mountain is, whatever your mountain is, he said, for I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. At first doubt, you'll do without. That fig tree won't dry up. Well, how do I have faith? How does it come? Right? By hearing, and hearing by the word. See, if you've been a Christian very long and you don't know what the will of God is in your marriage, that's not good. If you don't know what the will of God is for you financially, that's not good. Why am I saying that? Because he said, if you say and don't doubt. Now, the only thing that kills doubt, really, because it's a supernatural force too, is faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word. The Bible says, out of the abundance, he said, make your mouth, make your tree good or make it bad. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And out of the abundance of the heart, see, words to a Christian are an expression of what you believe. My words are an expression of what I believe. If I believe somebody can take Teresa, I'll go around saying it. God, I'll worry. I hope she don't. I hope God's able to keep her. I hope I get to live the rest of my life with her, Lord. That's not faith. No, sir, when I give her to the Lord, bless God, and I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to give her. He said, give her to me. He said, don't take her back. In other words, he is saying, don't be jealous anymore. Don't worry. I'm going to keep her. I'll keep her. He kept her. Sometimes I'll start to tell him, why don't you just let her go? Why? She gets on my nerves. And that's been a long, long time, you know. And vice versa. I told her yesterday, I said, she's out there going to move me. I told her, I said, you going to move me? Yeah, I'm going to move you. She starts getting on the tractor. Well, I'm up in a bucket and the handle here's, you know, if you move the handle, you can dump me out. No, you didn't. She's getting on that side. And I said, hey, be careful getting on there now. That handle right there, you know, don't.
She said, I'm not going to touch it.
I said, okay, but I usually get on the other side. Over there. Well, she didn't touch it. Well, I'm just warning her of the instant danger that it can bring me. Don't you think that'd be wisdom? Be careful what you hear, the Bible says. Be careful what you hear. Your thoughts are words. Your thoughts are seeds. But he says here, he said, for verily I say to you, whosoever shall say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt his heart, but shall what? Believe that those things you're saying, when you say I am the righteousness of God, you got to believe that you are just because the word says you are. When you say, I'm blessed going in, blessed going, you got to believe that you are because that word says you are. Now, you wait on the finances, it'll give you a different choice. If you're looking at your paycheck and look at the bills and inflation and milk's up and eggs are up, buy you some chickens. Get you a cow and start milking it. Well, you got to feed it through the winter. Cut your grass and don't chop it up with the lawnmower. Bell it up. Now, I'm just going to extreme, you know, how we got to think that God will supply. Instead of down here, God, we can't get ahead because inflation. Well, I mean, inflation, it's just high and gas. We all out here, sweetheart, but some of us ain't paying a whole lot of attention to it. If we got $10, we put $10 in, and we say, thank you, Lord, I had $10. Pray God, hallelujah. Go in the grocery store, eggs, $4, $5. Thank you, Lord, I got the money to buy that. Instead of saying, golly, bomb, if them eggs wasn't up there, I could have some more money. The washing powders has went up. I think Teresa washes my clothes with about 5 different brands of wash. I think she's shrinking my shirts. I wore them last year. I know I ain't got no heavier. I weighed the same thing. I go in there and put that flannel shirt on, it won't go to there. I'm like, what's going on up in here? So I go in there and I tell her, Mama, what's going on up in here, this shirt?
She says, well, you're getting fat.
I said, "Not well, it has to be these muscles across the chest because that's where it's not fastened." So I threw it up there. She brought it to the clothes giveaway, okay? And then there's another one that I really liked. And I was going to get it out the other day, got it out, and that sucker wouldn't go up either. And I thought, you know what? It's not me getting fat, Lord. So I'm trying to think, man, what's causing this? I'm not getting fat. I know I'm not. I'm wearing the same thing. Yeah, listen at her. And so all of a sudden I thought, I smell like one way one week. Then the next week somebody said, you smell different. I'm like, well, I got the same clone I've had for 10 years. You know? And I'm like, and they're like, no, it's your shirt. One of my sisters said, no, it's that shirt. You smelled different last time. So it hit me. She washes my clothes with about 3 or 4 different washing powders in each load. All them ingredients together is shrinking my clothes. I can't tell you. I'm going to ask her when we leave, how many different brands are you putting in each load? I bet it ain't one, Johnny. I mean, she's always been like that about clothes. If one cup gets them clean, put three in it, buddy. Ain't going to be no dirt in them. And then her excuse was, I have to with you. You just put them on and they're dirty. So she's got to beef it up. But he said here, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. You want a good life? Say it. Thank you, Lord, I have a good life. Do you want to have a good car, teenager? Hey, buddy, I'm telling you right now, I told a grown man, get him a steering wheel cover. But God, I told him, get him a steering wheel cover. I've seen it work too many times. I need a truck. I said, well, go to Dollar General and get you a steering wheel cover and take it home, put it in your bedroom. I said, and every time you go in there, say, thank you, Lord, for my vehicle, my truck that the steering wheel cover fits on. It's the perfect truck. It's the one, or car. You got to have a humble heart if you want one. I'm going to show all them at school, boy. I'm somebody. You ain't going to get that from the Lord. That's pride. If he gives you a Toyota, drive a Toyota. Right? You ain't got to have a four-door Ranchero or whatever they are. Big four-wheel drive. Work your way up to that. Don't let no pride get in there. Thank God you're going to be able to drive to school. Well, went down there the other day and went to that meeting. I don't know if y'all heard the story or not, but the Lord told me on the way down there, he said, ask him if he got his truck yet. So I got down there and I said, hey, did you get your truck? And he looked at me. You don't believe this. He said, God, come up to me and give me a truck. And he told those guys, I swear to God, man, this works. It worked. He didn't have no money to get a car. He didn't have no money to get a truck, but he's serving the Lord. And so the Lord had me to tell him to get a steering wheel cover. Well, that seems a little foolish. Well, just walk. Mom and them can't afford that. That 10 years to come up here, or maybe not here, I don't know. Mom and them can't afford to get me a vehicle, and I need to. I mean, I'm 16, nearly 16. Brother Scotty, would you pray that Mom and them would get the money? I said, no, I won't. I won't. I said, why don't we just pray that God will get it for you. Just don't put pressure on Mom and them. That's Mom and them doing the best they can. That's why don't we just believe God and not have to put no pressure on Mom and them.
Oh, okay, Brother Scotty.
So I prayed, thank the Lord for a car. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, what believe? Right? She need a car, Matt. A car. God rolls back red seas, man. God, I mean, he hung the stars and the moons, the cattle on the earth and everything in it belongs to him, don't it? The Bible says that. Don't I think you can get a car? Prayed for her. She called me 2 weeks later, screaming when I answered. I said, oh, hey, man. I mean, I said, man, calm down. I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm telling you, baby, Daddy, it worked. It worked. I went and got my steering wheel cover. Mom and them didn't even buy the car. God brought me a car.
I said, praise God. Serve him and praise him now. If I needed a car, I don't need one. I've sold so many, I'm just blessed, man. I need one that's just showing up. Cash now. I believe for that. Pandemic shows up. 2019, whatever it was. I've made my mind up, but God, that God's word is true. His promise are yes and amen. I said out of my mouth, thank you, Lord. I'm going to prosper through this pandemic, God. I'm not going to lose any of you said in your word, Lord, that no man left my mother, father, lands. I serve you, Lord, and lost anything. But he'll gain a hundredfold in this life, and I can still go to heaven, Lord. And I'm going to prosper. I prospered through the pandemic. And I said last year out of my mouth, might as well do it again. Lord, going to do it again. I might as well just believe him. Might as well just go for it. Had the desire come up in my heart. Started releasing my faith, sowing seeds, believing God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, since January the 1st, I've picked up two major contractors. that I tried to get one, both of these. I tried to get in the 90s and the early 2000s, and it wasn't happening. And now the thing turned around, and I just got the first check of the down payment on the first job of that big company, praise God. Then this other company calls us. I go up there and meet with them, and I set my price, what I wanted, praise God. And I mean, got a call just, I think it was yesterday, got two big jobs starting on Monday. Everything's on the, so what I'm telling you, I didn't say, well, you know, Biden's in office. This administration is putting restrictions on me. My business could prosper if it wasn't for Blount County taxing me on the same saw that I done burned up 3 years ago. Still taxing me on the copy machine that I told them that I'd got rid of, that they're still taxing me on. I could prosper it for what, for all of that. See, that's wrong thinking. I'm going to prosper in spite of all of that. All of that is not going to cause me to look and see and say, God ain't big no more. God can't move no more. Circumstances are, I done started saying right now, and I'm sending it over toward the end of this year. I'm saying it out of my mouth. I'm going to buy a one ton, and I'm going to pay cash with a service bed, a later model. I'm expressing it, and I'm not borrowing another dollar. Work for me. Good Lord, you just heard an hour it will. Come on, I ain't got to come beat it in you, do I? Come on, just believe it. Believing's a choice. After you're born again, you either going to believe or you're going to doubt. There's two ways. You're going to believe or you're going to doubt. If you believe, you're going to receive. If you doubt, you will do without. Jesus said that he couldn't do no mighty works in his own hometown, and it said because of unbelief. Except touch a few folk. He was able to touch a few folk. So I want to encourage you, y'all in school, just get Jesus voiced out over your school. You ain't got to have everybody in agreement with you. If you go to Bluntsville, just call it blessed. Call God in that school. Well, my teacher's a Christian, but she's mean as a snake. Don't say that about her. She's under pressure. Pray for her, man. Fast. Dude, don't eat no breakfast that morning, and don't eat no dinner. Fast for your teacher and say, God, I'm going to sacrifice. I know I won't starve to death. Help me not feel like I'm going to starve to death, God. And I'm going to make it till snack time at 3 o'clock, Lord, when I get home. And then, Mom and Daddy, watch out. You're going to be like a herd of bulls, man, headed to the trough. Woo! Come on, refrigerator! Let me in, baby. I mean, you'll eat everything. You'll eat the hot dogs, the chips. You'll get the milk out when you don't like milk. Oh, you will drink water. Flavored water would be good. But you know what? You'll find yourself strong in the Lord. You'll be like, glory to God at work, Lord. Hallelujah. Them little first graders, they're on our nerves. We're going to have to pray for them instead of killing them. Let them out there on a... Let them out there on the playground. They tripping. They tripping us up. See, we got to look at things from the eyes of God, though. And so I want to encourage you today. Don't let your words be styled against the Lord. I got to read these, and I'm gonna quit. I forgot about them actually. Get rid of words like, "I don't understand why things are not working." You better get rid of that. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All of your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct you. Get that and meditate on it. Get rid of that, I don't understand. There's a lot I don't understand. But I don't get in that arena, I don't understand. Because Satan gets in there with you, and he is the author of confusion. He's the one that started it. And if it can get you in there, he can get you confused. You will get in unbelief, fear, and you won't receive. I don't understand why things are not working out. I believe, but I just don't see the Lord moving. Better get rid of it. Get rid of it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Therefore, we believe, therefore we what? Speak. You believe he ain't working out, you're tying him up. Because he's on the water. He's walking on the water. He's a water-walking God. And then when he speaks to your situation, you'll be out there walking on the water with him. I just called April a rich woman. I looked at Monty, I said, "You, I don't know what she is. I don't care. I know what that Bible says that we serving together, my sister is." I looked at Monty, I said, "You married a rich woman, didn't even know it. She's in the making." I got a rich woman. I mean, I need to finish up a tractor. She gives me the money. I'm like, she ain't even got a job. No, you rich without a job. I have believed, but I just don't see the Lord working. I prayed, but things are not getting better. You better get rid of that stuff. You pray and you believe and you leave it. He says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Well, you can't get down, pray, and believe you receive it, then get the phone call. I've been praying about it, but I'm telling you, the devil, you just killed what you said. You just killed it. See, our nature, the flesh nature under pressure, needs to tell somebody how it feels. You got to kill that man. I killed him a long time ago. I wanted to go tell how me and Teresa are having trouble. Good Lord. Oh, get the whole church to pray, because if God don't show up, they're going to cut our lights off Sunday, brother. Got him Monday. Oh! I said, why don't you say they're never going to cut your lights off? God will show up. Why don't you change? Why don't you say that? I can pray, but if you don't believe, they're cutting your lights off anyhow. I'm not God, homie. Come on, man. Don't put pressure on me. You're sitting over in the dark and be like, well, they didn't use your faith. You having to walk down the road and used to have cars. I'm like, well, they got out of faith somewhere. He said he supplies all of our needs. I'm not saying things don't happen. But, God, you believe it to get fixed right quick. You ain't walking, I thank God. I got a donkey over in the pasture, but I'm not going to ride it. I'm going to drive my car. It's a lot faster. I have tithed and sowed, but it's just not working. You better get rid of them thoughts and don't say that out of your mouth. My tithe works. My sowing works. Why? Because the Bible says it does. He says, give and it shall be given. He didn't say give and it don't work sometimes. It's something you got to get rid of all. Retrain your thinking. Retrain it. Get it in your heart. Bless God. Where the abundant harvest can come to you from the Lord. Hallelujah. I've tithed and sowed, but it's not working. I've asked the Lord to heal me, but I'm still sick. If it's not one thing, it's, I mean, I'm hearing these things come up in my spirit. And then the last thing that the Lord said to me, he said, their words are stout against me. And I thought, that's in the Bible. So I asked Teresa, I said, where's that at? You know where that's at? Nah. I said, it don't matter. I'm not preaching on that. I said, but the Lord spoke that to me. I said, in light of what I'm going to minister on tonight, that our words, their words were styled against him. I get in the shower and she's in there. That's it, Malachi, and it says here. And she goes to reading it. Goes to reading it while I'm in the shower, man. Reading the whole thing off is Malachi 4:13, what I think it is, 3:14, whatever. I said, okay, thank you. Well, she wasn't going to leave that alone. Where does it say it at? She goes in there and finds you. So listen, don't let your words be styled against the Lord. I mean, you know, they can be styled against him. It'll stop you from growing spiritually. It'll stop you from going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. God wants to take you higher in faith. Travis, I mean, we're having to gear up now, man. We believe in God. And he's like, ooh, man. You know, I said, yeah, you don't believe God without increase coming. It's going to come. And, you know, we're going to have to work more, Mac. I mean, you know, probably. Just got to work smarter, not harder. But, hey, you know, you're going to believe God for increase. Here comes resistance. It's going to happen. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord, for your Holy Spirit.